So here we are, November 22nd, 2020, and this is really our story as opposed to history and coming up with her story. So this is the grand finale. So this is a joint story. It is our story of triumph over evil. We each played our role. This is the premiere of telling it together around the campfires of heaven and earth. So we joined together recounting the great tale of triumph. We are the collective phoenix rising. So it's befitting that we start our story, the grand finale, on 11-22-2020 at 2:11 Mountain Standard Time. So if you exclude the zeros, it's a numeric palindrome like race car level, noon, or even able I was there, I saw elbow, where it's the same from front to back and back to front. So perhaps we are currently in a cosmic palindrome where good rarely triumphs over evil and good always triumphs over evil, making a cosmic paradox that now resolves itself. Our history is the greatest story that's ever been written in the universe and perhaps throughout creation. Q has told us to enjoy the show we are watching, producing, directing, and playing our role in this drama that we started the glimmer of as Trump announced his candidacy in 2015. So we're in season 4 in the final episodes where the drama is coming to a crescendo and suspense has the world on the edge of its seats. How is this election fraud going to be resolved? How are we going to get rid of the systematic corruption and abject evil? Who's behind all this? Who's the head of the octopus? Will, as usual, the bad guys get away with it? I mean, Fox News put out there that if Biden wins and then screws up the country, then Trump could run again in 2024. It's like, say what? You know, watching events that are occurring is making the vast majority of humanity that has been and is watching the U.S. drama unfold hold their collective breath on the double-edged laser sword of fear and jubilation. What misguided expectation is subconsciously ingrained in us? Well, through the media, which is news, entertainment, history books, and education, we've slowly been conditioned to anticipate the worst outcome. We're inundated with the majority of the endings of the stories being that evil gets away with it at the expense of good. You know, I've personally experienced with lawsuits where the evidence was overwhelming in our favor, but we lost in federal court and the federal appellate court. However, the story is for another time. Suffice it to say, I have close personal friends that totally got screwed by the judicial system that's blatantly unfair and exceedingly biased toward the elite. At this point, I'm sure many of you are nodding your head in agreement that the bad guys get away with it. Will they get away with the election fraud or not this time with everything at stake? So you ask yourself, what makes this time different? What if evidence is there? What if a new earth awaits where peace and prosperity is a given? The game was over for the globalist with the Queen's Gambit. Checkmate. You can sit back and relax and enjoy our collective story. We won. Our story has its roots to the beginning of the great book that starts with Genesis and Adam and Eve that would set in motion the ability to have knowledge of good and evil. So how do you gain knowledge of evil? You have to do evil, and the more heinous the evil, the more knowledge of how to wield it even more outrageously beyond human comprehension is gained. So the single choice by Adam and Eve brought Satan on the playground, and the battle between good and evil began on this planet. What we are witnessing in this drama is that we participants are in the final battle of good and evil. How do we know it's the final battle? It was foretold in the final chapter and paragraphs of the greatest book ever written, the Bible, culminating with Revelations where the beast is conquered, Satan and his minions are thrown and sealed in the pit for 1,000 years, Babylon, the great whore, is no more, all culminating with the New Jerusalem. And more on the outcome of the greatest story ever written and told as it unfolds before us. Perhaps the most powerful ever made movie that had a deep-sealed impact on humanity was Star Wars. It was epic in the battle against light and dark forces, where the good guys were massively the underdog, with only a deep-seated faith in the power of the Force being with them. When George Lucas was filming Star Wars, all the studio saw were the breadcrumbs of a story with jumbled episodes in the can, filmed against a green screen, providing zero context. Not even the power of the lightsaber was known. There was no advertising for this epic movie. The first day it premiered, the theaters were nearly empty. The second day, every showing of the movie had lines around the block trying to get in. There was a deep-seated knowingness that it resonated at the soul level with everyone that saw it. It was a movie that was a portent of things to come sometime in the future, where we would be compelled to pick up the lightsaber and enter into the greatest battle where all sides are fighting for their very existence. Our story is actually bigger than Star Wars. It is the cosmic battle of good against evil versus a fiction playing out on the screen. So we follow Q like Luke Skywalker, listening to Yoda tell him, "Luke, trust the Force." We trusted the plan, and we trusted the divine force of the Creator. And all of us digital soldiers picked up our light sword and went into the battle of World War III, which is an asymmetric information war to reveal the truth and dispel the illusion of the upside-down world where black is white, evil is good, service to self is the ultimate quest using any means. We stepped on the chessboard. White or light always makes the first move. This move was made by Donald J. Trump when he officially declared he was entering the race in 2015. We have seen that Trump is playing 5D chess. It's metaphorically, literally, and metaphysically true. Trump's the grandmaster chess player playing multiple boards simultaneously. Let's look at the real chessboard itself. It's a black and white checkered pattern. And we see this exact pattern on the floors of secret society, Masonic temples, in the realms of the Illuminati, and palatial residence of the power elite around the world. Remember the movies Eyes Wide Shut? This was the first movie to expose the elite satanic-based ritual cult of power elite. We have come to find out that these players are vampires, cannibals, worship Satan, Moloch, Baal, and other demonic forces that demand their payment in human blood through child sacrifice, organ harvesting, and human trafficking, which is the cash cow. Q said their symbolism will be their downfall. Who would have known that they advertised this cosmic chess game of multiple dimensions, and they revealed it through the chessboard pattern on their own floors? The chessboard is black and white checks where pieces that are in motion are dealing with the effects of either light or dark, depending on the color of square you find yourself on as a player of this game, like Alice in Wonderland having tea with the Queen of Hearts, standing as a pawn on a life-size chessboard as this queen screams off with her head, which is no different than the cabal that wants to cut off our heads by any means to reduce the world population to a mere 500 million, as outlined in the Georgia Guidestones. Both white and black are in a life and death match to achieve checkmate. The winner not only affects the survivability of the Republic of the United States, but also the sovereignty of all individual souls making up the family of humanity. The loser who gets checkmated will cease to exist. For those not intimately familiar with chess, specifically in the context of what we're participating in, let's review the pieces and the players in this reality show face-off. The two central pieces are the king and queen. The king has no power and is what is being protected at all costs. So the king is really the kingdom that is to be conquered through checkmate. The two kingdoms on this cosmic chessboard are white or light, which is the kingdom of God, good, and righteousness, against the dark kingdom of abject, unfathomable evil. The queen is the most powerful piece on the board. The white queen, who is the most potent force of good fighting for the republic and the planet, is President Donald J. Trump. That is why the entire world is watching this chess match, because its outcome has a massive domino effect on every country and its ability to prosper without limits. The black queen, which possesses which opposes the force of the white queen that Trump is up against in this now time, is the Antichrist, whose identity will be revealed later, and who will be the first most high-profile individual that will be arrested and tried by a military tribunal for treason and crimes against humanity. Flanking the king or kingdom and the queen are the bishops. Each piece covers half of the board. One covers the black squares, the other white. World War III is an asymmetric information war that is wielding truth against abject lies, fiction, counterintelligence, and propaganda. Its sole purpose is to capture the minds and heart of the sole people on the planet. It is the bishop that is crafting what is reality. Therefore, the bishop is the real energy or weapon on the board. It is the weapon of information or the content, and it's worldwide communication reach in all formats. In an end game, the bishop is used to expose the vulnerabilities of the king or kingdom. Thus, the black bishops wield the mainstream media, social media, big tech, entertainment, education, all media, whether print or broadcast, subliminal messaging, mind control, and more. Given that everything is an abject lie, the black bishops need to use a lot of energy in order to establish a 7x24 loop of sound bites, making repetition the key. If you hear it often enough from multiple sources, it must be true, is the game plan they are counting on. In fact, the truth only needs to be told once to be believable. Their tools are Project Mockingbird, where the CIA at 4 a.m. provides a script or verbatim narrative parroted out by all the media talking heads. So the black bishops are desperate to counter the truth from coming from the white bishops. And we're starting to witness that the white bishops are in control, with people in droves going to alternate sources like OAN, Newsmax, Steve Bannon's War Room, and new social media platforms. So it's interesting to note that OAN, which is the one American news network, is typically the last media person to be called on at a presser, with the most pertinent and insightful questions, and not wearing a mask. So next to the bishop are the knights. These are your military and intelligence capabilities. The black knights, you know, it's kind of aptly the right color, are all the black ops spooks and their associated agencies that operate without oversight or accountability. It's worth noting that DOD has been compromised at the highest level for decades, including the Secretary of Defense, who has been replaced. If you recall, that was Esper. So Q has said, watch the water. In this metaphor, we have to consider that one of the most corrupt at the senior level is actually the Navy. So Britain dominated the entire seas at the time of the Revolutionary War, and was operating under Admiralty Law, which protected the assets of the crown transported on the high seas. So the gold fringe flag around our flag shows that our legal system is under Admiralty Law rather than common or constitutional law, which is a law of the land, where we are, as flesh and blood human beings, with undeniable rights granted by the Creator. Britain allowed the colonies their Continental Army. However, the seas or the Navy and Admiralty Law was theirs. That is why our courts with the gold fringe flag, there's no constitutional rights for the flesh and blood soul being. But that's about to change. We're going to see constitutional law being wielded dealing with systematic election fraud and a pandemic that we're dealing with. The evidence of the flip is that President Trump made the main focus of the Senate for 3 years to have confirmed hundreds of constitutional originalists at the federal court level in the circuit courts, where traditionally we've had highly liberal, you know, judges and operating against the will of the people. So we're no longer under the law of the sea. It was necessary for Trump to do this before we actually arrest anyone and take them to court and try them now as flesh and blood human beings as opposed to cargo on a ship and make them personally accountable for their actions. We have seen Trump removing DOD officers through forced resignation and terminations. There are plenty of internet sources to determine who these bad actors are. But what we're dealing with is CIA, FBI, MSX, Mossad, Navy, Army, and the list goes on and on. Suffice it to say that these are the Antichrist knights on the chessboard and what he is wielding against the forces of good. The white knights are those we refer to as the white hats, or good guys in intelligence that are working in cooperation with the white queen or Trump. So we saw the first evidence of that when Admiral Rogers, who was the head of the NSA, informed Trump before the inauguration that he was being spied upon by the black knights on the board. So the white knights are NSA intelligence who have it all. All the evidence from every form of communication between these evil actors, including what they did through documents under Google collaboration, and even chats through video games. Now, let's talk about the rooks, or castles, on the outermost squares of the board. These are your armies. So the black rooks are comprised of the looters, the rioters, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Max Chaos Generators. These are really the only tools of the Antichrist, which is to generate maximum artificial chaos to create enough fear that humans capitulate, that we just give up. But patriots are armed and won't stand for this anymore. The bad guys displayed their hand, and we're ready like dogs pulling on a leash, ready to go if called to action and let off leash like trained German shepherds. So to understand the role of the castle, let's look to medieval times. When the king or kingdom was threatened, the resources of the nobility came out of their castles to defend the kingdom. This is the role here on the chessboard as well. So the white rooks are in play and will be evident later. The rooks are the second most powerful piece on the chessboard after the queen, and they're used in the endgame to go for an all-out checkmate. So let's now understand our white queen, President Donald J. Trump, in this chess match, where our very survivability as a country and perhaps the species are all on the line in a winner-take-all scenario. Trump is steeped in understanding and wielding the art of war and using its principles in the art of a deal. Before we get to the role of the pawns, we need to look at what deal was made before white even steps onto the chessboard making the first move, thereby declaring that the match with everything on the line has begun. So the Antichrist, Black Queen, is the most powerful person on the planet, and thus is arrogant. So in this all-or-nothing match, Trump played the art of war. The underlying tenet, he made himself look very weak, while the Black Queen almost appeared omnipotent, in order to change the underlying rules of the match. So Trump is likely to have used the arrogance and ego of the Antichrist to have the rules of the game be under the banner of the rules of the Constitutional Republic. After all, that's what's at stake in a winner-take-all. Under these rules, we're dealing with the organic Constitution as it was before the Civil War. After the Civil War, the District of Columbia was established as a nation state like the City of London and the Vatican, with actually all three of these nation states operating in a collaboration as an unholy triumvirate. So in addition, it went from a constitutional republic to a for-profit corporation, or from a de jure legitimate government to de facto. This fraud then swept through the state and local governance as well. So the de jure republic has been in the wings and really never went away. And evidence of this we saw during the Obama administration in all 50 states, oath keepers, which are the sheriffs, were being educated on their constitutional authority and actually went around the country reinforcing that with the sheriffs being the highest law enforcement of the land, that take the oath to defend the Constitution for life. In addition, sheriffs are elected by the people as opposed to the chief of police, who's merely appointed by the mayor. So at the same time as we were dealing with bringing all the sheriffs together, we were creating de jure grand juries in every county in the country. And they were being taught constitutional laws and the rights that it enshrined. So these grand juries have been very active. Now, the evidence of this activity is that there are currently over 120,000 sealed indictments. This huge number is only possible if the de jure citizen grand juries are delivering these indictments as opposed to DOJ-controlled prosecutors. So all the criminal politicians, corporate leaders, have to be tried under constitutional or common law, or it would not be valid under a restored republic, which is necessary to establish that the Republic versus USA Inc. is in fact the only legitimate authority. So in addition, common law is the only venue that could try a flesh and blood human being and hold them personally responsible for injuries and damages. Now, it's time to talk about the board and its squares. In the deal, where the rules are governed as defined by the founding fathers of the Constitutional Republic, the squares kind of are the levels within our legal system, which is no longer operating under admiralty law, UCC codes, and case precedents. It's the law of the land. So the pawns or advocates, you know, avocat, which is a, you know, basically a lawyer, an advocate for we the people, are the legal teams of counselors who are thoroughly educated in constitutional law as opposed to the rules governing the current system, which is controlled by the Crown and through the Bar Association. So the Crown has been in control of our third pillar government, the judiciary, for a very long time. That game's over. So new constitutional rules apply. So the evidence of this rule change is who Trump has put forward to fill hundreds of judicial seats and three Supreme Court justices. He put in constitutional originalists. Now the game is on. So early in the game, you move pawns and knights up the chessboard. So early in Trump's presidency, a very key knight, white knight, was sacrificed with the long game of checkmate as a primary and only objective. So this knight was General Michael Flynn. Interesting that his name reflects the warrior Archangel Michael. So this knight was captured by the Antichrist Black Knights using, you know, FBI, CIA, DOJ assets. So General Flynn knows where all the key deep state bodies are buried. This white knight was taken off the board and effectively silenced. So the capture of the white knight early in the game made the Antichrist Black Queen overly confident, which prompted very aggressive moves by the Black Knights. There was the Russia hoax, impeachment, a spamdemic, and during this time, Trump used the art of war to make the Antichrist think that he was weak, he, Trump. So he surrounded himself and kept in play these deep state assets in his administration close to him. So his rhetoric and style is very unconventional and quote-unquote non-presidential. Again, an illusion of weakness that allowed the black pawns to deeply infiltrate and embed themselves deep in white's territory on the chessboard. This embedding gave the deep state the illusion that they were still in control of the government. So during these nearly 4 years of just moving assets around without any substantial overt and highly visible forays into deep black hell territory, the white queen played counterintelligence too. By using the Five Eyes, which is the intelligence sharing amongst several countries and their covert intel communities. So these intel sources were fed misinformation and cut off from any real intelligence. Thus, the Black Queen was being duped at every move in the game and operating blind. So the Black Queen assumed that the white side would operate like they've always done, namely a strict adherence to always present the facts and only the facts. Well, that was a bold assumption that ultimately would be the demise of the Antichrist and the deep state. So we are now in an end game moving toward checkmate. It is at this stage of the chess match that you mobilize the second most powerful pieces on the chessboard, the rooks. So the castles are mobilized when the game is in the final phases of check and checkmate. The Antichrist made the bold assumption that what he was seeing on the chessboard was a predictable military force that he had familiarity with and had insiders in DOD to confirm. He also knows that the established military branches are not allowed to be used on U.S. soil because of the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878. The Black Queen sees no possible way that either check or checkmate can be achieved to threaten him and his assets. In addition, being the Antichrist, there's no way that he would need to play by any rules if he were to become vulnerable. After all, he'd achieved his power and absolute authority by violating all the rules that apply to humanity in accordance to God's laws. So in a head fake, look here, not their move, Trump removes Esper as Secretary of Defense, and then creates a new branch called Special Operations, with the Secretary of Special Operations at the same level as the other military branches. Now, the special force element of the elite of the elite are taken out from under the camouflage of the old existing branches of the military and made into their own branch and no longer under the traditional military, thus making a new powerful elite branch where the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 does not apply. So this means that the most elite of our special forces can operate on U.S. soil in order to defend the republic against foreign and domestic enemies. So now President Trump plays the most daring of chess moves, which is almost never played because it is extremely tricky. And that puts everything on the line. The Queen's Gambit. So the Queen's Gambit move forfeits the most powerful chess piece on the board, the Queen. He allowed the election to be blatantly stolen, thereby taking the Queen effectively off the board for the next term. So why does one play the Queen's Gambit to begin with? It's to trap, you know, it's to bait the enemy. So it triggers the Antichrist to start exerting dictatorial authority through his puppet mouthpiece candidate, making the bold assumption that he was the victor. So as the White Queen is off the board in what looks like to be immobilized, we revisit Watch the Water. So what with special operations now in play, we may have misinterpreted the meaning of Red Castle, Green Castle, the rooks. We thought that Q was referring to the Army Corps of Engineers as the entity for building the wall. What if Red Castle, Green Castle is about mobilizing the Red Beret and Green Beret rooks or special elite forces, and then using water seafaring terms? So green is starboard and red is port. So both sides of the chessboard are in play with the rooks. So if we now look at the special forces, did we in fact mobilize the elite Green Beret forces or Red Beret, which are the elite paratroopers? So in a non-tracking flight activity, notice a massive amount of trainer airplanes in the sky on November 16th. These planes were not considered really a military anything other than training. However, this may indicate that the Red Beret / Castle resources are mobilized over land. Again, red would be the port site, which would be land-focused. Since the White Queen is officially off the board, the rooks are where the power is that will be in play. So is there second Watch the Water, or is there a second Watch the Water? So we find that the legal ballots were watermarked with advanced quantum technology so that every legal ballot is accounted for, including where the location is where they were discarded. So as they're fiddling with antiquated technologies running under Windows that has a huge bug, quote-unquote, Windows, you know, really for external players, like, you know, is kind of interesting because, you know, thieves come in through Windows. They don't exactly come in through your front door. So these thieves coming through that quote unquote window are taking votes from Trump. So the election fraud is obvious for the whole world to witness. So when the Queen's Gambit has been used in real life, you know, from chess master against chess master, there's a long pause by the player who forfeited the queen to allegedly figure out whether to concede or is there a way forward to checkmate. So right now, we're in that pause. So the legal pawns or legal advocates are now in play, advancing across the board one square at a time by filing lawsuits. Pawns can only move forward a court level at a time until they reach the Supreme Court or there's an uncontested court win. In the legal presser with Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Jenna Ellis, many things were actually revealed. So we learned from the elite legal team that there were over ballots, namely more votes than registered voters, by 100% voter turnout, where really anything above an 80% is very suspect because 100% of voters don't show up to vote. So in the range of over voting was as high as 300%. So in some areas. So we have vote flipping from Trump to Biden through the voting machines. We have vote discarding. We have fake ballots being read and counted multiple times. We had the counting by the machine stopped, and all of a sudden hundreds of thousands of ballots show up for Biden alone, and on and on and on. So it's obvious that Trump won by such a landslide that they had to overcheat to win. And the evidence of fraud is so massive, including affidavits that are pouring in, you know, as evidence. It really can't be refuted that this is a total illegitimate election. Yet, with the technology available to the Patriots, we can identify the illegitimate ballots if that even matters. So these revelations are being disclosed moment by moment in every swing state, and we'll start seeing it actually in every state. So that means the white bishops are in play too, shining a light on the black kingdom and exposing the truth. What that means is that a single state can set the legal argument and set a precedence for all the swing states, if not all the states in general, for really a one-size-fits-all case that is pertinent across the country. So it just takes one suit to create the template for all suits. After all, it was really the same techniques that are being used. So the chessboard itself, namely what are the rules to determine victory, is now governed by the laws of the Constitutional Republic. So around the same time as Posse Comitatus Act, the Supreme Court ruled in the case of the U.S. versus Throckmorton that anything based on fraud is vitiated or rendered invalid or void, like contracts or elections. So given this ruling, which has never been overturned, the entire Democrat vote has to be invalidated, making Trump the clear landslide winner, along with all the downlines. So given that this is fraud, was not by mistake, and perpetrated by malicious intent, it paves the way for piercing the corporate veil and adjoining individuals to any suit related to this fraud. Remember, the de facto government was a corporation, which was protecting or providing a veil of immunity for the actions of governors, mayors, and other political players. Fraud uniquely strips that immunity away. So basically, the emperors are now not wearing any clothes and defenseless from legal remedies. So Georgia is the first state to certify the fraudulent election results and call it for Joe Biden. So we're in a pause of the Queen's Gambit, where the assumption is the white queen will concede. In the meantime, we're allowing the governor and secretary of state to commit unbridled treason very publicly. So what is so important about Georgia? Why should Georgia be the first? You know, perhaps it is biblical and prophetic. Embody the name George, that is giving a lot of clues. So in 1776, when America made its Declaration of Independence from Crown rule, the king was George III. On the American side, George Washington led the charge, becoming the first president of the newly forming republic. He's playing the role of Saint George, who slayed the dragon. So George Washington had a vision that there were going to be three world wars. Well, we're in World War III, which is an asymmetrical, non-kinetic, no actual combat, information war for the minds and soul of all of humanity. The Black Kingdom of the New World Order mysteriously erected the Georgia Guidestones, where memorialized in the stone is what their plan is for total dominion. So the placement of the Guidestones relative to Washington, D.C. encompasses a lot of numerical aspect in terms of latitudes, longitudes, and distances to very satanic and demonic landmarks in the Capitol. So what it was doing is very overtly reinforcing the, quote, mark of the beast and the value of 666 in Revelation. So Giuliani mentioned also George Soros being involved. George Bush Sr. set in motion the overthrowing of the Republic with the assassination of JFK. Now, George Lucas, through the creation of Star Wars, was the portent of the now times. And so it's very interesting, in the hippie free spirit movement of the 60s and 70s, embodied in the lyrics of a very powerful song with a prophetic insight and message. So the key ballad song of that era was "The Devil Went Down to Georgia." And it leads with, "The devil went down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across a young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what." So legally, actually, we're covered in many ways. The umbrella is fraud, which vitiates all Republican votes, basically. On top of that, to all the players committing treason, so they have committed the deed in order to be tried for treason, which passes the legal jurisdiction from the regular DOJ-type court system over to military. So remember, during the Kavanaugh hearings, when Lindsey Graham, apropos of nothing, asked Kavanaugh whether there were cases that would go under the jurisdiction of military tribunals for even in civilians, and he said unequivocally, yes. So while many of us are waiting for indictments and arrests, we need to consider the chess move here. Do you mess really around for years in trying the minor crimes compared to treason in civilian court systems, or do you just go straight for Gitmo? So let us not forget that part of President Trump's strategy of employing the art of war and the art of the deal. Behind the scenes, people are making deals, including foreign heads of states. So we have a great clue the military tribunals are in play that address the swamp creatures come to justice moment on a massive scale, including international players. Mike Pompeo highlighted on the 20th that this was the 75th anniversary of the first day of the Nuremberg trials, which was the first massive military tribunal in recent history. So the year was 1945. So only God can make such a no coincidence coincidence. I mean, what are the odds that POTUS 45 would be ushering in the same justice on a worldwide basis? So the crimes against humanity that the Nazis committed are almost trivial to the unimaginable heinousness that has been perpetrated against mankind, which for the first time will be exposed. So election fraud takes down everything because it's the single biggest act of treason that has ever been committed. Everyone that's complicit in the fraud is ensnared, which includes foreign actors, governors, mayors, tech titans, Wall Street, big pharma, state and local officials, financial and power elites. Everyone, especially those that have acted their entire life like they're untouchable, are busted. So their ability to act against us unchecked with impunity is no more. We the people hold the cards which make every single lawsuit a trump card. So this single act of fraud is what takes down the entire swamp in one fell swoop. So this is a sweet irony and karma is a bitch moment in all this election fraud craziness. The Supreme Court justices preside over the various circuit courts of the country. Georgia is in the 11th Circuit. Lynn Wood is filing his case here. Guess who the Supreme Court justice is over the 11th Circuit? Oh, Clarence Thomas. Remember how Biden destroyed the reputation of Clarence Thomas when he was a senator at the confirmation hearing? Thomas was shuffled into this position on Friday, 11-20-2020, overseeing the 11th Circuit. Now let's take the chess game out of pause to check and checkmate. In chess, if the pawn reaches the other side of the board, a player that's been removed off of the board now takes the pawn's place. So remember, Sidney Powell represents General Flynn and Trump. So when the case of Flynn, who's in front of the treasonous Judge Sullivan, is dropped, he's back on the chessboard as the white knight and no longer silenced. So the second pawn to reach the end of the board is Trump. That will deem the election to be not, when it's deemed that the election is not legitimate, and declare Trump the winner, which is imminent. So this legal action brings the white queen back on the board. So Flynn, the white knight in the military, and its associated tribunals knocked the black queen or antichrist off the board, delivering check. That leaves the white queen to checkmate the entire deep state cabal black kingdom. Again, checkmate, game over. So who is the antichrist that is the most powerful person on the planet? Well, it's Bill Henry Gates III. So curious how three keeps showing up here too as the person responsible for World War III. So stay tuned for the next episode of our story, the Antichrist Ascension to Power. How does Satan do it? Imagine how Windows fits into the story of a grand theft. So the Queen's Gambit checkmate is the first that we will collectively have, that we've collectively written and participated in as the Phoenix rises across the world to be. And we'll be posting this on a website on this content called X011235Q.
Betty
has joined.